college football's postseason has started now, and I love football. I just can't get into these games. I don't know what it is. To be honest, at the risk of sounding like a snob, I can't understand why anyone would watch these games. My alma mater, if they were playing in a game, I wouldn't even want to watch that game. Plus, it was a national championship game. Still trying to figure out how a team that wasn't even good enough to win its own division and its conference gets to play for the national championship when you have conference champions that are completely overlooked. How is it fair to LSU to be the number one team in the country, to know you're playing Georgia for the SEC championship, and knowing that your opponent for the national championship gets to sit at home for another week, like Alabama did? The SEC West had six teams in it. Two of those teams are playing for the national championship. That's just ridiculous. Yes, I realize Oklahoma State didn't play in a conference championship game because the Big 12 is having some problems. But still, they're a conference champion, just like Wisconsin's conference champion, Big Ten conference champion, Oregon's conference champion. Really very SEC-centric to say automatically, like a default response, that those teams aren't as good as Alabama, that those teams could not beat Alabama head-to-head. It's almost hard to accept. I'm not talking as a sports fan. I'm talking as an intellectual here for a second. Because we're talking about institutions of higher learning. It's hard to have a point of view that's so simplistic coming from people that are in a position to educate our youth. Logically, it doesn't even compute. People talk about how important the regular season is. Every game's playoff in the regular season. Well, if that's true, didn't Alabama lose? Didn't they get eliminated when they lost to LSU the first time? Why are we talking about, it's an acceptable kind of loss. That's what they're saying happened to Alabama. It was an acceptable kind of loss. At least they lost to the number one team. Yeah, but they did. They're punishing Oklahoma State because they had the nerve to lose to Iowa State, who wasn't as good as LSU. Why is it the only game worth a crap is the Stanford-Oklahoma State game? There's so many ridiculous games. You have a 6-7 UCLA team playing a 6-6 Illinois team that lost its last six games. Who wants to watch that? The funniest thing about preserving the sanctity of the bowl games, which is what they always love to say, we have to preserve the bowl games. That's why the bowl championship series is in place. Let me ask you a question. What bowl game is the LSU-Alabama game in New Orleans? Not the Sugar Bowl. We have the same confusing stupidity every year. January 3rd, Michigan plays Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl. You know what the worst part is? I had to look that up. It's so completely off the radar. And one of them's even a conference champion. Virginia Tech's the ACC champion. The national championship game is not a bowl game. And it happens 6 days later. You remember when all the games, back during the good old days, since everybody loves to talk about tradition all the time, why we keep this system? Tradition. January 1st, that was it. Boom, it was done. You maybe had a game or two on January 2nd, but that was it. You've got games on the 2nd, because New Year's Day is a Sunday, so the NFL's playing then. Is that the Cotton Bowl? No, the Cotton Bowl's different. They have the Ticket City Bowl in Dallas. That game's probably, I'd have to look it up to confirm that, but it's got to be at the tradition-rich Jerry Jones Pavilion. I honestly thought they're so tradition-filled that they changed the name of the Cotton Bowl. And why is the Cotton Bowl not a BCS game? That game's got just as much tradition as the Rose or the Orange. It's got a lot more tradition than the Fiesta Bowl. Capital One Bowl, Gator Bowl, Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl on January 2nd. The Sugar Bowl's on the 3rd. The Orange Bowl is on the 4th. There's the Cotton Bowl on the 6th. And for some reason, they put Arkansas State, Northern Illinois, and Mobile, Alabama on January 8th. They've got a game in Birmingham on the 7th, and the national championship game on the 9th. But it's not even a bowl game. Wisconsin-Oregon's going to be a hell of a game in the Rose Bowl. So that's two games. And ironic, they both feature a team from the Pac-10, a conference that it's a major conference, but it doesn't get any respect at all from the mainstream media. I know I'm ranting. It's just ridiculous, though. While we're on the subject of meaningless bowl games, I want to give props to Wyoming for their performance in the New Mexico Bowl, representing the Mountain West, dying conference, losing teams to the Big East. Got to change your name to the Big Everywhere. I wonder our kids are dumb. The underrated thing about Wyoming is they have the old San Diego Padres color scheme with the brown and the mustard yellow. And I like it, actually. I'm not a fashion plate. More like a fashion bowl, actually. But I don't mind the brown and the yellow. It's distinctive. Padres should go back to that color scheme. Boise State got screwed again. They lose one game by a field goal. They miss out on tens of millions of dollars. They play in one of the most meaningless bowl games there is. I don't even know the name of it. That's how meaningless it is. Hard to have respect for major college football when they do this. It just is. No wonder our kids are stupid. Hate to say it, it's going to take something congressional to fix something as earth-shattering as Division I college football. I guess that's how it's got to be.